Everything stays where it is. It's Nyheim who's holding it. Both, so it goes to both. One is Kishi who's holding it. The Shomer, so it stays by the Shomer. Arvin who's holding it. Nobody, so let's not get involved. Yeah. What? 2-1-0. 2-1-0. Why isn't that the whole blick of the sugya? Answers all the kashas. You don't have to make all the other rules. Tzorchin, Ayin Shom. The Nachas Zohar has a very big arichas in the sugya, but that's Toich HaDvarim. He throws out this nakuda. Then why can't he say, Kol Heisha the Ika Tukam? He keep it where it is. Putting that on the side, so we have that the Rishonim are coming to answer now the Mahalach in the sugya. We stelled it back yesterday. There are many Rishonim that say that the nakuda of Shnayim Oichazin Kishmoy Kein Hu is the Oichazin. Whether you want to go with Toisus and Baba Metzia, that the fact that it's Oichazin so bivados, we mamish see it blue and green, we mamish see it chetzi chetzi, we mamish see that each one has a vadoyistika and an sahadi, tfiso, moichachas, each one on his half. So the Yachloika was literally, the emphasis each one has a hamoitza mechavarel rai in his half, to the extent that you could ask, so why in the world are we even swearing the shvua? Good kasha, but that's the oichazin. There's another mahalach though, the way Rabbi Zalman was mazbu with Toysa Baba Basra, not ad kidei kach, because the oichazin doesn't mamish see it as both, each one saying the whole thing is his. But the Oichazin puts it into a state that we can't allow Kol Dolom Govar. Ein lanu lahaniach sheyigzal lechesed chaveiroi. What, to allow a Kol Dolom Govar, then one of them is going to win, maybe the other one is the owner, each one has a chelik. That's what we have to do chalukah. But in that gang, careful, what triggered the chalukah is the Oichazin. The obvious kasha on that is, so why by Manashlishi? Does the Gemara ask that it should be Yachloiku? And yes, gives a legit teretz of the Eina Chaluk Yechardus Emes. But over there is not Oichazin. What was the Kasha Bechlau? Toisus was Mechadish, a big Yisoid. Monashlishi is Oichazin. We added, elaborated, it was given Bekrach Echad, the 300, the 200, and the 100 was given Bekrach Echad. So the Shoimer is holding it for both of them. So it's Taka, Shnayim Oichazin. Frek the Gemara on Daf Gimel, okay, so it should be Yachloiku. What's the answer? Why is Monashlishi not Yachloiku? Because Eina Chaluk Yechol Yisemes. It's not mistaber that one of them was marked at the 50, wired him the money under the table, and it was originally Bivadoyas 200 and 100, so it's Eina Chaluk Yechol Yisemes, and that's also a rule. Comes the Riva, and I want to elaborate a little bit more on the Riva. Toisus and Baba Basra brings the Riva. How did we say yesterday? The Riva has a new script in the whole setup of the sugya. And it was clear, and I was medayik to Toisus yesterday. I want to make it clear again, because it's a one-liner that people may be lost. The Iker Nakuda, what was bothering the Riva, that forces him to do his whole new script, is that he doesn't agree that Mona Shlishi is Shnayim Oichazin. And I think a lot of the Oilam agrees, because they come to ask me, what does it mean that it's considered Shnayim Oichazin? Who's holding the Mona Shlishi in that purse? The Shomer. And who's he holding it for, holds the Riva? Not for himself, he's a Shomer.
Not
for the real owner. He's holding it for the real, he doesn't know who it is yet, but he's holding it for the real owner. He's not holding it for both. He's holding it to be a shomer. So bothered the Riva to ask, so then why is the Gemara even asking that it should be Yachloiku and come on to Chalesemes? What's going on? Says the Riva, and this is how he said it yesterday, and Rabbi Isai, today I'm going to say a new pshat on the Riva. But first let me say the old pshat on the Riva. Yesterday we said pshat on the Riva is, according to the Riva, and again, there's a big balagan here, Rabbi Yisai. There's three cases. Talis, Manashlishi, and Arva. And there's three potential psaks. Yeah, Munach, I wanted someone to say Manashlishi. No, that's not the third psak, that's the third case. Yeah, I know. Zok the Riva, the emes is flat, you'll always do Yachloiku. Why? Pshara. Or to quote, Oichazin lav dafka. Whereas the Cholkim on the Riva hold Oichazin dafka, the Riva's part is Oichazin lav dafka. And again, what's this? Haichacha. Because the Gemara suggested that Manashlisha should be Yachlaiku until the Teretz of Yachlaiku. And over there it's lav dafka, it's not Oichazin. So, Oichazin lav dafka. So, what's the cause for Chalukah? What did we say yesterday? Pshara, even Steven, two people are fighting. Okay, 50-50. Simple pshara. Always you do pshara. So why Arva is not? Until now, the parents was because Arva wasn't Oichazin. That was the whole catch. Oichazin Davka. But now that the Riva is saying, Oy chazin, lav dafka. So why is Arva not yachloiku? What did the Riva answer? Vade Ramai. Continues the Riva. The oy piris Riva. Yeah, we don't want to give things to a Ramai, but if it's oy chazin, by shnayim oy chazin b'shtar, because over here it's Ramai, shnayim oy chazin, there will be yachloiku. And everyone asks, so what do you mean? Tysus himself asks, so then this comes out that there's two kinds of yachloikus in the Riva, and the sugya is compared the two. The Gemara compares talus to shtar. What's the shaykhis? By talus, it has nothing to do with oichsin. It's a coincidence that it's oichsin. I mean, Rabbi say it's more than a coincidence. Let's do that again. If the talus is on the table, and people in Besdin are saying zayim rakulishli, what's going to be the din? Hint. Loit, the Rishayim, that oichazin dafka. What's going to be the din? Again, shnayim nichnas ul bezdin, the talus is on the table. Zayim rakulishli. What are, I'm not even going to hint, I cannot say, what are the oichazin nichs going to say? It's not oichazin. What are the oichazin nichs going to say? Kolom gova. What's the riva going to say? Yachloiko, because it's not about the Ramai. What did I want? Yeah, but the Gemara compares shnayim oichazin b'shtar and shnayim oichazin b'talus. In the riva, it's two different parts. There it's because of the oichazin, there it's not. What did we say yesterday? We said it yesterday apart. When the Riva says oiches and shiny, he's not oiches and shiny like that. He's like this. You always do a pshara whenever there's two ba'alei dvarim insisting that the thing is this. You'll do a pshara 50-50. Unless there's a vade ramai. Explanation, maybe the oil didn't get it. Why by Sfina is it vade ramai? Because each one is saying it's his grandfather's boat. See, by a talis, they both ran for it, and each one's innocently really thinks he got there first. He's not saying it with a hesitance. He's insisting on it, and someone is wrong, but they're bididami. They're not a Rama. Neither of them is a Rama. But two people saying, each one saying that it's his grandfather's boat. One of them, Taka, always since he was a little kid, knew it's his grandfather's boat, and the other one, I don't know, had a dream. I mean, it's not his grandfather's boat. He didn't have boats. It's not his thing. So one of them, we don't know which one, one of them is a Rama. Someone asked me yesterday, maybe the fathers owned it Peshutfis. Then they're both Ramais. Because each one is saying the whole boat is his, not half. That's still Ramai. Well, thank you for the Haisa. What? Well, then that's, but it's not Haisa, because they're not holding. 1 second, they're not holding it.
Is that called Haisa?
No, the case over there is that it wasn't Haisa. Yeah. Maybe it would be. The case is that's not the case.
Well, yes, they're not. That's their confusion.
No, you can't be confused. I mean, their grandfathers owned the boat together, and each one thought that the other one was saying, it's really my grandfather. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll deal with that soon. Well, you have a thing about the boat? What is that?
By the Hema,
it better not be Vade Rami. You're right, we have to work it out, but it's in the Mishnah, so it better not be Vade Rami. But 1 second, one last time in the Riva. Like the Riva, there's not two kinds of Yachloikus. Because again, people, Tarsus understood in the Riva, he bleibt schwer, that there's a Yachloik of Oichsen, Yachloik of not of Oichsen. No, in the Riva, there's one kind of Oichsen. This is yesterday's chastel. What is the one kind of Oichsen? When two people are fighting, make a pshara, each one gets half. Unless there's a Ramai. We're not going to give to a Ramai. Oh, but if it's oichazin, we will. Because we just don't give to a Ramai. We'll leave things by a Ramai. It's not a dramatic oichazin makes a vadoyas, we can. No, it's a knechin Rama. We always do chalukas pshara. If there's a Ramai, we won't give it to him. But if he's already holding it, then yet. Ad kan, yesterday's pshan and the Rivo. Today I want to say a new pshan and the Rivo. There's a Shara Mishpat in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. If someone's walking in the street and he sees an item and he says it's his, it becomes his, and we assume it's his, and no one else can come take it anymore, even though he didn't pick it up yet. Because a taina, in lack of face of anyone else tining, could also make you a muhsik. It's a fascinating chiddush. I'm quoting it from the Shara Mishpat in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. I don't know anyone that argues. It's not like, it's finally about Plotiv, but I'm quoting, he's the one that says it, that a taina could also make you a muhsik. So the emesis, listen to a fascinating new way of looking at the Riva. The Riva holds, you need oichazin. Yeah, you need to have, you only do yachleika when they're both muhsik. But when neither of them is muhsik, they're also both muhsik. Because the taina makes them a muhsik. And that's why if there's a talis on the table, and in the best, and each one says it's his, like the Riva, what's going to be the din? It's not about the Ram, what's going to be the din? Yachleiku. But not because we always do pshara, it's because when the two people are tiny also makes you a muhsik. Unless by arva, you know why not? Because one of them is maybe a ramai. Ramais don't have a taina. We can't, he's Rama. But if he's holding it, he's holding it, then it's good. You can be oichzen with your hands, you can be oichzen with your mouth. If you're a Rama, you need to use the hand oichzen. And there's one kind of yachloiku in the Rival.
Why does oichzen take care of Bade Rama?
Because I explained that you don't need oichzen. A taina and a taina could also make you shnayim oichzen. Only by a Ramai not, because we say to the Ramai, we don't hear you. But if the Ramai is holding it, so Avada, that's the Echtega Oichsen. That Avada is good. With your hands, I hear you. I hear it. That's the Pshat in this. What's the Nafkamina between yesterday's Pshat and the Riva and today's Pshat and the Riva? What's going to be by Shema v'Shema? What's going to be by two people? Not Oichazin. One second. No, not Oichazin. Not Oichazin. Not oichazin, shema v'shema. What would be the din? In yesterday's pshat in the Riva, maybe we'll also do a pshara. There's not a third party saying it is. There's two people, each one says maybe it's mine. We'll maybe do a pshara. But if it's the taina that has to do it, then maybe not. No, not a Rami. I'm gonna show you the case of shema v'shema. I'm gonna get to the case. Hint, hint, hint. It's a Gemara in Bechayr Zav Yud Ches. If you looked it up, it's in the Marma Kaimes.
What we're saying about
Rivo
is when there's Father
Rami,
then the
Taina
doesn't make you
an Oichas. Right. By a Rami, the Taina doesn't make you an Oichas. But if you're an Oichas, even a Rami can be Oichas. A Rami can only be Oichas with his hands. Non-Ramis can be Oichas either with their hands or with their mouths. That's a new, novel approach to Pshat and the Rivo that we're saying today.
Why Rami?
Because the Rivo is she tossed excellent hold that one Shlishi is not Oichas. The Rivola Shitase holds Mana Shlishi is not considered Oichas. That's the Chag. Excellent.
Rabbi, you didn't like the Muslim yesterday, either or in the Rivola.
No, that because Toysis asks us then the Gemara from the Kibbutz Talis to Shtar.
Why?
Because if Talis is Oichas, if Talis is Yachloiku, nothing to do with the Oichas. And Shtar separately is a different lundus of Yachloiku. Based on Oichas, the Gemara that sign shouldn't compare the two. And that's what Toysis asks at the end of the Toysis Lamadal. And that's, I wasn't elaborating on it, is what I'm coming to answer. I'm coming to answer that it's not two different kinds of yachloikos. At the end of the day, talis and shtar are both the same yachloikos. Either like yesterday's pshat, chaluka pshara, barring Ramai Balagan, and today's pshat, the oichsen of a hand or the oichsen of a man. The nafkamina would be by Shema. What's the kasha?
The oichsen of a hand is different than
taina. No, it's just a technicality. Because if you go with the shara mishpat, there's two ways to be oichsen.
Saying,
the Oichas Pshat. That's still, then it's within.
So then the Gemara's Dinyan of the two is back to being good.
I'm coming to answer that it's to be good. I want the two still to be good.
No,
with
either or, meaning
there's two. In either or, it's no good. In either or, it's no good. We'll continue the fight. I want to first get to that step. There's a ksais from yesterday, which left to be mashlim. By Mona Shlishi, the Gemara says the chaluk is not Yochalias Emes. And the Rush adds a few words. He says, because it was Yadua Lenifgat Kaidim Shinoi de Machlakusam. We originally knew that it was really 200 and 100 and it wasn't Yachalias Emes. So the Ksois brings a kasha from the Tumim. There's a case of Mekachu Memkar, which we're going to see on Amid Beis. But the way the Tor brings it, it's that the Moicher's holding it. See, a guy sold an item, a talis, and to one of two people, we don't know to which one. One of them he had him on, one of them not. And now they're both fighting about it. And it's not Oichazin because it's Biyad the Moicher. And over there also, over there we say Yachloiku. Why? Over there it's Eina Chaluka Yechoyel Yisemes. So the Ktsoi says, and he brings it based on a Shach. Oh, talk about what I was looking for. If it's Shema v'Shema, when there's no Vade Ramai, and over there it's no Vade Ramai, because each one innocently really thinks the guy sold him the coat. I mean, it's the Moicher that maybe botched them up, but the two Balei Dvorim are Shema v'Shema. By Shema v'Shema, if there's not a Vade Ramai, we in fact are willing to do Yechloiku, even if the chaluk is not Yochaliyah Semes, as long as it's not Vade Ramai. The rules of that, we're going to see more on Daf Gimel, but I wanted to just put that on the table for this. Now, there's another case, because again, we're going to be keeping on throwing around Vade Ramai and Chaluk HaSemes and Oichsen. As it develops, we're not 100% clear on it yet, as it develops.
Less bad, really such a bad
we'll person. See the Svaras on Daf Gimel. I'm putting down the facts that you're right. On Daf Gimel, we'll see the nuances of why we should do that. There's another case, you know, we have Talis, we have Arvo, we have Mona Shlishi. You know, A second. Talis is Vade Ramai. Why not? Each one saying that Talis is his. One of them is lying. Bididami. Keyword, Bididami. They're both Fardimian. Mona Shlishi. Is it considered Shnai Moichazin? The Revo wasn't cited, then it's considered Oichazin. The other Rishonim said no, he's holding it for both of them. Arve, is it Oichazin? Before the Tugboat thing?
No.
Is it Vadei Ramai? Yes, for sure. Is the Din called Olam Gavar? Yes, for sure. Why? Machlekes Rishonim. For the chart. Now. So that was yesterday's Tosis. That was yesterday, before the Rabbi said it also. When you gave them in Krach Echad, both people came with 300, 200, 100 into the God. Who is he holding it for? He's holding it for them. That's the challenge. And the Revo argues. So if you don't understand it, you're with the Revo.
According to the Revo, it forms Oichas is Yad, and the other guy's Taina.
No, because Avada, a Taina of Yad against Peh is Avada hands down nothing. Avada, when we said that Peh works, it's when there's no hands. Gemara b'chayr staf yudches. Two people gave a shepsela to a roya to watch. Not b'krach echad. How many people gave a shepsela? Two. They come back the next day, both of them, there's one shepsela. One's dead, one's alive. Mishpat shloima. Each one wants the shepsela. What's the psak? Anyone knows, based on the information you have until now, anyone wants to venture? What should the din be? First of all, what does the Gemara in b'chayr staf yudches amideis say that the din is? If you looked it up in the Maramakaymas. He leaves it there and walks away. I'm a little confused. What does that mean? Tosfos in Bechairis is Mesupik. If you read the Tosfos carefully, Tosfos is Mesupik. He doesn't put up a headline. He's talking and learning. But if you read it, he says, Im Neima. Tosfos is Mesupik. In Bechairis Afyutches, in this case of two Shepselach and one die, and the Roya has the one Shepselach, who does he give it to? Tosfos in Bechairis Afyutches is Mesupik. Taisin b'chayrus is mesupik. I mistalik the hacha boy lemeimer yachloiku or iboy lemeimer called olam gavar. Help me out. Why should the din be called olam gavar? What's the stats? Is it oichazin? Is it oichazin? Is it? It wasn't krach echad. It wasn't krach. I don't think they gave.
It wasn't a pshi either.
No, it wasn't. But is it Oichazin?
We saw on the Shulchan today that the part where it's not Krach Echad is that he was Pusheya.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm dealing with the Krach, excellent. But I'm dealing with the Krach Echad for a different point.
It's not Oichazin.
Fact, it's not Oichazin. Is there a Vade Ramai?
No.
Okay, is it Chalukah Yechoyel Liyasemis?
No.
Why, maybe he sold in half the Shepsel?
Ain't there.
Okay, so what should the din be? What should the din be?
Kaldolim.
Tosis has a sad Kaldolim, but Tosis is Mesupik. Maybe Kaldolim, maybe Yachloiku. What's Tosis' sad that it should be Yachloiku?
How
can you
be
Yachloiku? It was an Inus. He's not paying nice try, it's Inus.
How can you walk away? It's the same thing as the Krach Echad.
How could there be a sad of Kaldolim Govar? What's the Hischi of Shoimer?
You already gave it back.
That's an excellent cash.
That's very good.
I want to focus though on the tzad that it's yachloiku. Actually, what's the tzad that it's yachloiku? We know the rules of yachloiku. What? Why? And Tosfos has a tzad that's yachloiku. So there's a meir de gezach. The oilam's ready. Why is the case of kle niach shnei kloy mitzlaroya v'yesh kle echad? Yenich b'neim toises as a tzaret yachloiku. Which yachloiku? What yachloiku? Zok the ktsois in simin shin samachay. It's on the third page of the Maror Mekoymes. They weren't given out. It's a drawer de mamoina. It's daf kuf. Why is the case of tle drawer de mamoina? I'm not exactly sure. I don't know yet what drawer de mamoina means. It's pending. But I'll tell you something else. Toises is mesupik. What's the suffik? He's mesupik if it's a drawer of the mamayna. That's the suffix of Tosfos. That's how the Tosfos learns Tosfos and Bechayrus. The reason why maybe it would be achleika by the Shepselach is because it's a drawer of the mamayna, and he's mesupik if it's a drawer of the mamayna. If it's a drawer of the mamayna, it's achleika. If it's not a drawer of the mamayna, it's called ongaber. Whose shot is that in Tosfos? The Tosfos in Simen Shin Samachet. Rabbi Kiveger has a different shot. Rabbi Kiveger says, you know why it's Yachloiku? Tosfos in Bechoros holds like the Riva. What does the Riva hold? What does the Riva hold? What's the Riva's rules?
There's no Vadei Rama here.
There's no Vadei Rama. And as long as there's no Vadei Rama, flat out, you always do Yachloiku. Sure. That's the Riva's sheet. Sure. Yesterday's that. Sure. What? You want to say it's considered Shnayim Oichsim like Rabbi Kiveger's Nahavmina? That's an option. I hear. But it's still not Chaluk. You know what? Nice try, but it's not Chaluk Yichol HaSemes. And we saw by Mon HaShlishi that even if it is Oichsim, if it's not Chaluk Yichol HaSemes, we don't do Chalukah.
Rabbi Kiveger's Shita based like he doesn't think it's Dror HaMoina because...
Yeah, he argues on the Ksois that it's not Dror HaMoina. Yes, there's a Machloikis Chab Kiveger and the Ksois and it's Dror HaMoina. And even like the Ksois, there's a Suffolk in Tosfos Mecharis and it's Dror HaMoina. But now, Rabbi Kiveger wants to say that maybe when Tosfos says it's Yachloiku, it's because that Tosfos in Becheres Daf Yud Ches holds like the Riva, or the Ritzva, and the Mahagoyis Maimon brings it from the Ritzva, it's the same Shita. So what's Tosfos Suffolk? Tosfos is Masufik. What's Tosfos Suffolk? Tosfos in Becheres is Masufik. What's his Suffolk? I lost the title. A guy gave two Shepselach to a riot, to two people, each one gave a Shepselach. One Shepselach died. They're both coming, they want the Shepselah, Zayim or Kulishli, Zayim or Kulishli. The Gemara says, Meniach Benem, Tosfos is Mesupik if the Psak is Yachloiku or called Olam Gavar. And I'm venturing to understand why should the Psak be Yachloiku. Yeah. The Ksai says.
What does the
Ksai
say?
What? Dvar the Mamayim.
Maybe it is Eichsen.
No, he tried that maybe it's Eichsen, but it's not Chalukh Chalukh.
No, in the Riva. If it's the Riva.
Yeah, but if it's the Riva, you don't need to be Yachzin. Like the Riva, you don't need to be Yachzin. It's not about the Ramay. No, what's the Suffolk of Tosfos? Yeah, what's the Suffolk of Tosfos? What's the Tzad not Yachloiku? If it's the Riva, what's the Tzad not
Yachloiku?
Making it Yachzin is like, what's the Tzad that it's not Yachloiku? If Tosfos holds like the Riva, what's the Tzad that it's not Yachloiku? Why is it about the Ramay there? Why is it about the Ramay? What each one recognizes? The guy knows it's not his Shepsel. Each one recognizes.
It's not Shaykh, that's both of theirs.
No, that's Chalukah. Oh, excellent. Thank you. That's called Ein Achaluki Yechayel Yisemes. But it still could be not about the Ramay. You're right. It's Ein Achaluki. It can't be both of his. So what's the type of stuff?
Maybe you have Munaf. This Mifkar is Muslim. You have to hold it for them.
That's. Yeah, he asked that. He was asking how could you relinquish it? And that's type of stuff, though.
Point your finger. Which shot the Riva just stole it?
Ezra Morris, I want a taina that Tosfos is suffering in the Chorus is the pshat and the Riva yesterday's pshat or today's pshat? Because if it's yesterday's pshat, what's going to be the din? Yachloiku. If it's today's pshat, why is it not going to be Yachloiku? Because what does today's pshat need for the Riva? Yeah, it needs more. It needs that the tainas did it. Over there, I don't think these guys know. Each one thinks, I think it's my shepherd, they're not tiny and boring. It doesn't say that they're tiny and boring. Maybe! The Suffolk of Tosfos in Bechoris. I mean, by the way, before Ezra's Pshat, I rather always learned that Tosfos was Mesupik if he holds like the Riva or not. It's a Machlokes Baalei HaTosfos. Tosfos in Bechoris is Mesupik, like the Riva or not. But I want to say, no, Abadi holds like the Riva. But he's clarifying, is the Riva only by Shema of it? Is the Riva even by Shema of it? Shema? Or is the Riva even by Bari Ubari? Interesting. Nice. That's the case. Again, Bechoris Yud Ches. Shnayim shehinichu klei tzol roye. One of them died. Meniach roye beinayim. Tosfos is mesupik if the psak is yachloiku called on gavar. The ktsais learns the yachloiku is because of dvar de mamayna. Rabbi Kiveger suggests that the yachloiku has to do with the riva, and he's clarifying about whether the riva applies over here. Now I want to elaborate a little bit more. The Olam's throwing this at me. The difference between chaluk yechoy lelias emes and vade rame. Are you aware it's not the same thing? By Talis Lamashal, why is the Chalukah Yechoy Lelias Emes? Careful. Because maybe they picked it up together. Why is it not a Vaday Ramay? Because each one thinks that he picked it up. But and that he's not, it's not a Tainan. We're not going to have Tainan.
The din is Vaday Ramay, and it's like a din bezin, because we don't like bad people, so we...
We're going to discuss that on Daf Gimel. You asked it before. That's Daf Gimel. The nuances of whether it's a sanction on the Ramay or it's a din. We're going to talk about that still. I'm setting up the fact. I want to bring out the point, though. The Olam will help me out this. Arvav is a Vadei Ramay? Yes, because you don't have the Dimyonis about your grandfather's Yah. Is it Yechoy Lelias Emes, though?
Yes.
How? Why? Maybe Becholif and the Shutfin in the boat. Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar. The Malva says I wasn't paid back at all. The Loiva says I paid everything back. Is it a Vade Ramai?
Yes.
Yes, you don't.
Can't both.
Yeah, can't both. No. Well, Nusach.
It's,
maybe it is right.
Either
he paid back or not. One of them is wrong.
Is
the Chalukah Yechayul Yisemes?
Yes.
Why?
Efshe
Shepar Leichet. Okay. By a talis, ani aragtiha v'ani aragtiha. Two people are fighting about a talis. Each one is tining. I wove it. Is there a Vade Ramai there?
Yes.
Yes. But is the Chalukah Yechayul Yisemes?
Yes.
How? Or? He sold, or he sold half. Or he sold half.
There's not a Vade Ramai. They could have woven it together, and they're coming to...
They're both Ramai, because each one's saying the whole house is this. You did that before. If they wove it together, and each one's saying the whole house is this, then it's not one Ramai, then there's two Ramais. I did that with you yesterday already.
Sure.
With the boat, right? He's doing it with the towels now. Same thing. Okay, I have a question. I have a case of Shnai Moichs and Batalis that there's no Vade Ramai, but the Chalukah is any Yechayul Yisemes. There were Edim that saw... with binoculars, they couldn't see the guy, it was blurry, but they saw that it was a solo pickup. They saw it was a one-man job. They saw clearly one guy got there first. They don't know which one, and the weak one's saying it's his, and it's not a Vade Ramai because they both bid the dummy, but the Chalukah is not Yechayul Yisemes.
Why is it not a Vade Ramai?
No, this is Kuli Kuli.
Why is it not a Vade Ramai?
Didn't we already find the case that you're describing?
No, because I'm going, that's Kuli Kuli. I'm going by Kuli Kuli. In Kuli Kuli, about it.
It's not the Vade Ramai.
There is a Vade Ramai there, but it's a Chalukah, it's Vade Ramai and a Chalukah Yechayul Yisemes. I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you exactly what I want. And I forget, the Oilam can find me a Maror Mokom. Rabbi, it's a trick question. What does the Riva hold when it is Oichazin, but it's Vade Ramai and it's Ein HaChalukah Yechayul Yisemes? It has two against it. It's also Vade Ramai and it's Ein HaChalukah Yechayul Yisemes, but it's Oichazin. Is the Riva going to let the Oichazin save the day? Like most Rishayim, there's a Gemara about that. Manashlishi is that Gemara. But the Riva who hold that Manashlishi is not Oichazin, so there's no Gemara about it. I can still clear and I don't have a riot. What would the Riva hold? What would the Riva hold in such a case?
Tosfos seems to say that he would hold
Yachol. But there's Yachol Yisemes. There's Yachol Yisemes. But maybe...
Tosfos says it.
I know, but maybe... I don't know yet about his reasons. If it's Vade Ramai and Ein Chalukah Yechayul Yisemes, maybe that's just too much to do chalut anymore. I don't know. I don't have. If I were to ask the oil of Mashiach behind Nusach, is Oichazin Bechlal a factor in that we should do Yachloiku? What's the answer? Is Oichazin Bechlal playing a role in the Yachloiku? Machloikus Rishayim.
Everybody says yes.
Even like the Riva, there's a factor, correct? Okay. Actually, okay, very good. I'm going to ask like this. The Rambam, Hilchas Toyin Vinitin Perek Tes Aloch Hazayin, when he brings the case of Shnayim Oichazin, adds another case. Shnayim Yoishvin Bitzad Areva. There are two people standing next to an Areva. What's an Areva? An Arva with an Ayin. What is it? I don't know. And he says Yachloiku. Over there it's Oichazin. We had the Rambam yesterday. Who's yesterday's? It says Arema?
In the
it's an Arema. The Frank.
Today's Maram
says Arema. Oh, Shulchan Aruch says Areva?
Arema.
Okay, so there's a pile of wheat. Are they Oichazin?
No.
Why is it Yachloiku?
Shach says Oichazin.
Who says?
Shach.
Where's he coming from? He's quoting earlier already. He's quoting that Vais Maimon. He's quoting the Torah. There's a Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim learned that when it's Yoishin Bitzad Arema, the etzem fact that they're sitting around there also makes it Oichazin. So why by Arab is it not? They're further from the boat. I don't know.
There's no way it could have happened.
But they're not holding it there either. There's no hands.
Hold the boat.
What? Oh, it's not hold the boat. He has a tugboat with a thing, with a rope. So I don't know. He has a system like that. I don't know. But that's the question. And by the way, the Rambam brings Arva. In Toyin Vinit and Perik Yud Allah above, the Rambam brings Arva. And what is he passed in by Arva? Obviously. No tricks, called on govern. So why over here by Yoshim Mitzad Arema is the din Yachloiku? So there's a Machloikus Rishonim. What? It's, I know, but Chalukah Yechayul Yisemes by itself is not enough. Because Arva, no. Arva is also Chalukah Yechayul Yisemes.
But here there's no Vade Ramai.
Oh, let's see. Is there no Vade Ramai? 1 second. Yoshim Mitzad Arema. Arema. There's a Machloikus Rishonim. Is the Rambam paskening like the Riva? Yesterday's Riva, today's Riva, tomorrow's Riva. Is the Rambam paskening like the Riva? and he holds you don't need oichazin as long as it's not a vaday ramai. Is that shot in the Rambam? Or does the Rambam hold you do need oichazin? The Torah, when he brings the Rambam, says that yoishim etzara reima is oichazin. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, why do you need oichazin? Just say he holds like the Riva. So he says that we want to bavar in the Rambam even when it's vaday ramai. We don't know. We don't know if it's even when it's vaday ramai.
It's
stark meduig like that, but there are many other Rambams. Sayin Hilchas Gezeila Perek Dalet, Sayin Hilchas Mechira Perek Chof. I don't know what's Vadi not Ramai. I just don't know. But the question is, if when the Torah said that it was Oichsin, was he coming to perform the case of Ramai? So it's actually a machlokes rishonim, the das the Rambam, where the yoishim b'tzad areim areiva, is it considered oichazin, and the Rambam is mamish an oichazin, nik shita that gang, or no? The Rambam is with the machne of the riva, and you don't even need oichazin. That's a big shayla in the Rambam to be discussed. One more shita, the Rashbam. I don't have a lot to do with this, but first the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Baba Basra Lama Dalet, by the sugya of Arva, brings in the case of Shnayim Oichzin, and he describes the Mishnah that each one was Yodei Magas on half. That's mamash what he says. Can you learn the Mishnah like that? That each one had half of the talus rolled up in his hands? I mean, the din will be Yachloiku, but I'm pretty sure in that case it's Yachloiku B'loi Shvuah. How could the Rashbam say that the case of the Mishnah is that really, literally, each one was Yodei Magas on half? It's a Mod Nezach. A lot of raid on that Rashbam. What?
The Gemara later on says it's
Karkashta. The Gemara says it's even better. No, another Kasha. The Gemara says it's Karkashta. How could the Rashbam say it was Yodei Magas?
Why is it Rashbam in that case?
What?
No suffix?
Yeah, because it's Vada. Each one is Vada.
Why are they
invested?
So we have a
Shvuah. It's a little worse, but this is the Shvuah on the Zainalik than on the Zain.
If Shvuah is at the Kana, why is that helping?
We'll see. When we see we get there, that we'll see on the Zain. I want to say like this, there are those that want to say that we're reading the Rashbam wrong. The Rashbam Avada learns, like the Gemara says, Karkashta. The Rashbam is saying Alumdus. When two people are holding a talis and each one is holding it by the Karkashta and each one is saying Kula Shali, you know how we see it? You know how we perceive it? Blue and green. Reuven, yeah, but even starker. And I have a reason. Reuven sees it. We really see it. If Reuven's holding a talis by himself, what do we see? And he says it's his. And Shimon says, no, it's mine. Shimon's tiny, but he's not touching it. What's the din? Avadas Rubens. But it's Vadai Kuloi Berubens. It's true blue. Everything is blue. All of a sudden now, when they're both holding it, and careful, they're not being Shnei and Moidin. Each one is tiny, it's totally mine. Nevertheless, how do we perceive it?
Blue and green.
Blue and green. Mamash 50% blue and 50% green. What? Kahol Yerok. Very good. I was thinking maybe doing black and white. I don't know the colors. I'm going to see. But 1 second. It goes like this now. There's a huge machlokes rishonim, a very big topic that I'm going to try to at least bring out minimally. Is the Olam aware? If Reuven is holding a talis by himself on the karkashta, well, you know what? Even better. It's rolled up. He's holding the whole thing. Or karkashta. Either way. And we ask Reuven, what's your story? He says, maybe it's mine. I don't know, there was a scramble for it. It could be I was first. Shimon is standing there, not touching it, saying, I vadai was there first. I'm Bori, I was there first. What's the din? First of all, what's the din? Rabbi, you have a lot to do now to open this
glass of oichas in it?
He was not oichas. Reuven is oichas, Reuven's blue, okay?
Why is he oichas? Meaning when he said
it. No. When he asked for it, yeah. In front of us in Besdin right now,
Reuven. Yeah, he does spelled in on that part.
You're right. It's a good taina. I want to, it's not going to time now. The hell in that Nehuda. Reuven is the ultimate muchzik, but he's tiny Shema. Shimon is bechlal not touching it and insisting it's his. Anyone knows what the din is? Who wins?
The muchzik. Reuven.
It's actually a machlekes amirayim, a famous sugya called Bori Shema. What people make a big mistake over here. By definition, the Olam should know this already, though, but it's something important to know. By definition, when we talk about Bari V'Shema, and there's a machlokes, it's Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadav, Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadav, by definition, the case is that the Bari is not Muchzik and the Shema is. That's the whole point. That's what the sugya of Bari B'Shema is. And what is the din by Bari B'Shema? Very important. What is the din by Bari B'Shema? Machlokes Amar Rai. Machlokes. Rav Huna and Rav and Rav
Yosef. Let's see neither of them.
Huge sugya.
Let's see neither of them.
Yeah, Bari B'Shema, neither is Moksik.
Bari B'Shema, Bari Yosef.
No, that exactly. That's not the sugya of Bari B'Shema, Bari Yosef. You don't need the sugya of Bari B'Shema, Bari Yosef when neither is Moksik and one is Bari, one is Shema. Send the Shema, Barf tomorrow. Bring the Marayan and Barf tomorrow. It's talking about Fakert. When the Shema is Mukhzik, and the Shema Lachayr is totally blue. But it's Shema. Now you said, I'm Oitzim Echavrel of Araya. The Bari has a Raya? I'm asking Akasha. The Bari, like the man of a Bari Yodif. The Bari wins. What? He has a Raya? I'm Oitzim Echavrel of Araya. Bari's a Raya? Same Gamachi is Raya, but it's a Raya.
Itself is a Raya.
What?
The Bari of Hashem in itself is a Raya.
So we're not doing Ksubis Daf Yud Beis. In Ksubis Daf Yud Beis, there are six hesberim why Bari V'Shema is Bari Adif, even though it's not actually a Raya. My favorite Nusach is, the Bari says it's his. The Shema also says maybe it's the Bari's. The Bari says it's the Bari's. The Shema says maybe it's the Bari's. Yeah, you like that Nusach?
Do we say the Shema has a meaning?
What, that he could have been Bari Taisas? The Kash, that's something else. Good topic.
I want to appreciate
the tzad of Bari B'Shema. Love Bari Yodif. So who wins by the man, the armor, Bari B'Shema, love Bari Yodif? Ruben the blue. Why? I use Shema. But he's totally blue. He's muchzik. Shimon doesn't have a raya, like real raya. And in the man the other, Bari B'Shema, Bari Yodif. That's the din. Yesh lachar. Rav Yossi, such a gishmak shayla. You ready? Shnayim ha'etz metalis. Shnayim ha'etz metalis. Kahol Yerob. Yeah. Shnayim ha'etz metalis. One is Bari. One is Shema. Reuven says, I'm not sure. Maybe I got the first. I don't know. His other side, by the way, is that Shimon got there first. Not that they both picked it up. That would confuse us. Reuven is Mesupik. He's a Shema. Shimon's a Bari. Again, I'm going according to the man, the Yom Bari V'Shema. Lav Bari Yodif. What's the din by Shnai Meidesen? Is it the same? Now, here at Weissai is the ultimate Shaiva. If you understand that Shnai Meidesen is blue and green, but Mamish ultimate blue and green, cut down the line blue and green, and the half that's blue is taka totally blue, Spitz muchzik on that. So the same way Bari B'Shem Alav Bari Yodif, by an ultimate muchzik, so by a Shnayim Oichzim, it's going to play Bari B'Shem Alav Bari Yodif. But the Ramban and Baba Basar say, and then Yushana, they say no. They say Shnayim Oichzim, I don't know if it's all gray or it's all bluish, greenish mix, but it's not so, the muchzokis that a Shnayim Oichzim has on his half is not as powerful as Mamish. And we have to talk about this. So again, even if Bari doesn't beat a Muchzik, maybe by Shnayim Oichzim, yeah. Another example, Roiv. Ein holchin v'momin achar ha-Roiv. That's by the way the rule. Because Muchzik is Hamoitzim Echabrel of Araya. And even though Ruba v'chazok or Ruba are the famous kash, I'm not dealing with it now. But Roiv is not Moitzi from a Cheskes Momin. Is Roiv Moitzi by Shnayim Oichzim?
Then they both have a cheskes moment, so on anything above...
That's what I'm saying. Do they both have a cheskes moment or do neither? That's what we're clearing. Do they both have a cheskes moment or do they neither have a cheskes moment? Is it bluish-greenish? Is it gray? Or is it an ultimate blue-gray? One time, let me explain the question. By Bari B'Shem, I want to throw one more at you. Mori Kamo. A Mori Kamo. When it's a Shnayim Oichazim, but one of them is a Mori Kamo. Meaning all the different... I'm going to give you the case. All the different issues... The classic Momenistic Choshen Mishpah issues, Bari V'Shema, Roy, Muchzik, Morikama, Migu, I'm going to throw more at you, I'm just opening this up. How do you perceive them in a Shnayim Oichzim case? But in a Shnayim Oichzim case, it's totally ultimately in the Tifa Shaila of, is he Mamish blue like Yenagai is blue and there's no question about it? Or it's not Ad Kedei Kach? Zokra B'Lchonon, one second, Zokra B'Lchonon, Amoyer D'Kizach, Zok Rabbi Chanan Amayir de Kizach. He quotes this Ramban. I brought Rabbi Chanan. He quotes this, part of it. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says that even if Bari V'Shema, a Bari does not be the Shema, but by a Shnayim Oichzim, the Bari does be the Shema. So he says, Vais Dois, that by a Shnayim Oichzim, it's not Mamish really spits blue in his half. Says Rabbi Chanan, no. Lo Oilam, when it's Shnayim Oichzim and Bari V'Bari, by Bari the Bari, the blue is blue and the green is green, and that is true. Maybe. Maybe. But by Bari the Shem of Ashnayim Oichsen, the Bari stells a vet starker into the Oichsen than the Shema does. Even though when it's an alternate looks like by himself private against the Bari, the Shema does win. Bari Shema La Bari. But in Ashnayim Oichsen, it's not going to be that. I mentioned the case of what would be by Shnayim Oichzin when one of them has a roiv. Anyone has a clue what it would mean that one of them has a roiv? No, it doesn't mean because he's holding 12% rolled up. What would it mean, roiv?
There's a facet.
What?
There's a palace factory in the area.
So it's a pasta room.
Oh, okay, okay. I want to speak, good cases. I want to speak out a fascinating, interesting case from the Trumas Hadeshen. It's an interesting story, and I'm going to end with it, but it's a fascinating story. Shimon, what? No. Shimon has a money pouch with 20 gold coins. Everybody said, quickly, get the story. Shimon has a pouch with 20 gold coins. How many coins in the pouch? 20. Reuven gave him 10. He said, a business venture, you'll watch it, go somewhere. Because Reuven gave him 10. How much money in the pouch? 30. Levi gave him 6.
36.
He goes on the trip, he comes back. What should be in the pouch? There's only 32. There's 4 missing. Who suffers the loss? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Shimon doesn't. He says, it's not my money. Reuven and Levi, you're going to have it out. Says Levi, the roiv is that it probably fell from Reuven. He has more coins. Meaning, by the way, after Shimon takes his 20, After Shimon takes his 20 and says, it's not on my husband, how much is left in the pouch?
12.
If there would be 16, he would get 6, he would get 10. Now that there's only 12, what's the din? Is it Yachloiku, 6 each? Or does Levi have a roiv that says, the roiv says probably fell from Reuven. No, fakir. Levi wants to say it should be 6-6. Yachloiku would be 8-4. Yachloiku would be 8-4. And the Trumas Hadeshen is Mesupik. Do you say roiv? By Shnayim Oichzin. Why is it Shnayim Oichzin? Because Shimon is holding it as a krach echad for both. Fascinating. Trumas Hadeshen, $200. Quickly, the story. Shimon's 20, Reuven 10, Levi 6. End of the story. There's only 32. Shimon takes his 20. Reuven and Levi, the tenner and the sixer, the blue and the green, are fighting over the 12 that are of the 12 that are left. And he's besupik, is it Shnayim Oichzin Yachloiku? Or do you go bust the roiv by a Shnayim Oichzin?
Shulchan Aruch would hold that the Medina Shemayim, you would have to say both of them.
Maybe, but he's not going like that.
And what's the case of Amari Kama? How would you ever have Amari Kama?
This is Shep Shmaitz about it. Yes, thank you.
It's an Aveda.
No, not by a case of Medina. It's a different case. It's a complex case. There's a Shep Shmaitz about it. No, this
I did have a full cap. Out of the matter of time.
Oh.